Well, there was a bit of a shocking celebrity death.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Last night.
I know what you're talking about.
Kirstie Alley.
Just out of the blue.
Just, yeah, at the age of 71, passed away yesterday.
Very sad, very shocking.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know what the deal is. There seems to have been a slew of celebrity deaths lately, over the past couple weeks.
And lady celebrities, too. We had
Irene Cara,
and we had, what's her name from, I'm totally blind.
From Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah. Christine McVie.
McVie, yes. Yeah, right. So Kirstie Alley was born in Wichita, Kansas, and she attended college at Kansas State University, dropping out after her sophomore year. After moving to Los Angeles to pursue Scientology and work as an interior designer, Alley made her first TV appearance as a contestant on the game show Match Game.
Oh, did she really?
In 1979.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, she won both rounds, winning $500 in the first round and $5,500 in the second round.
Big winnings.
Pretty big win, yeah. She also appeared on the game show Password Plus in 1980.
Wow, she's making the rounds.
She made her film debut in 1982 in Star Trek II: The Wrath of Khan, playing the Vulcan Starfleet officer Lieutenant Savick. Is I think how you might say that. Okay. But she chose not to reprise that role in the next two sequels, later saying she was offered less money than for Star Trek II.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
No, that's not good.
Later in 1987, Alley joined the cast of the NBC sitcom Cheers, replacing Shelley Long. And that became her breakout hit role, and she remained with the show for 6 years until its 11th and final season.
She was very good in that. Very funny.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
In 1989, she starred with John Travolta in Look Who's Talking. The film grossed over $295 million worldwide.
Wow.
They then went on to make two other films, Look Who's Talking 2 and Look Who's Talking Now. After two Emmy Award nominations for her work on Cheers in 1988 and 1990, she won the Emmy on her third nomination in 1991.
There you go.
Alley earned her second Emmy for the 1994 television film David's Mother. Not familiar, but she got an Emmy for it anyway.
Oh, okay.
She received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame in 1995.
There you go.
From 1997 to the year 2000, Alley played the title role on the NBC sitcom Veronica's Closet.
Oh, I forgot about that.
As well as serving as executive producer on the show, she served as the spokesperson for Pier 1 Imports from 2000 to 2004.
I didn't know Pier 1 had a spokesperson ever.
I don't remember that either, but apparently, yeah. And also for Jenny Craig from 2004 to 2007.
That I remember.
Now, in recent years, she was all over reality TV.
Was she?
Yes. She was a contestant on the 12th season of Dancing with the Stars, and she came in second place.
Did she really?
Yeah. Okay. Then 3 seasons later, she appeared on Dancing with the Stars All-Stars, but was eliminated 7th.
Oh.
She was also on the British reality show Celebrity Big Brother in 2018, in which she finished as a runner-up. And then just this year, earlier this year, she was on The Masked Singer.
Was she really?
Yeah.
Did you hear any of the audio?
Yeah, I watched because I was like, what an odd celebrity to be on The Masked Singer. I mean, I know that's kind of the point of the show.
Yeah.
But I did watch a couple of her performances, and she wasn't bad.
Not bad?
No, I mean.
Better than me?
I don't know.
You don't have to spare my feelings.
But she was surprisingly good, I thought.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
In her, she was like a baby mammoth was her character, and it was like this giant pink costume.
I don't understand that show.
Yeah.
Baby mammoth.
Yeah, but it's online if you care to see.
Yeah.
So Alley died from colon cancer on December 5th at the age of 71.
So
per a statement released by her children, the cancer had only recently been discovered. She had been undergoing treatment in Tampa, Florida.
Oh, wow.
Her ex-husband, Parker Stevenson, her two children, Look Who's Talking co-star John Travolta, and other celebrities posted their condolences on social media. Her Cheers co-stars, Ted Danson, Kelsey Grammer, and Rhea Perlman also released statements memorializing
her. That's very sad.
Yeah.
Very sad. Well, how old? 71?
71, yeah.
You picked out a record to go along with Kirstie Alley, did you?
Yeah, so since her breakout was on Cheers, we're going to play the Cheers theme song.
You got it. We'll do the long version.
Yes,
extra
please.
Words.
Please.
Sarah, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 102.7, it's Cheers. Gary Portnoy, is that who did that song?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, that's the theme from Cheers. Sarah, do remind us, why did we just play that song?
Because we were talking about Kirstie Alley.
Yeah.
She passed away, sadly, yesterday at the age of 71, and she got her big break on Cheers.
On Cheers. Yeah. She sure did. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
All right. Kirstie Alley's first TV appearance was on Match Game.
She came in second place on Dancing with the Stars.
And earlier this year, she was a contestant on The Masked Singer.
Yes. Yeah. She's a woolly mammoth, you said? A baby mammoth. Baby mammoth. Sorry. Yes, a baby mammoth, of course. We asked a few days ago, speaking of TV themes, we were asking what people's favorite TV theme was. Cheers was on that list a lot. We just scroll through it real quick. I counted four people wrote Cheers down as their favorite TV theme.
Yeah,
yeah. Great TV
show. It's a good one. We were singing along to it.
We sure were. Even the hidden verses.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, all right. Folks want to learn more about Kirstie Alley, Sarah. Where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my Wiki blog. Course, if you go to legends1027.com, on the homepage, there is a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
Wouldn't have it any other way. Are you back again tomorrow with a fresh episode?
Absolutely.
Looking forward to that. We got Wang Chung on the way, Sarah. Wang Chung.
It's a good one.
You ready for Wang Chung?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Bill Withers and Demand for Man's Earth Band on the way, plus traffic and weather on Legends 1027.